This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Here's one of the key public policy questions of the moment. Do people actually have to be threatened into buying health insurance? Senate Republicans have added a provision in their tax overhaul plan that seeks to eliminate the Obamacare requirement that people buy insurance or face a fine. This is the famous individual mandate. That move would save senators about $340 billion to help pay for their tax cuts. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gornstein steps back to consider how the mandate works.
Why did Obamacare architects even include the individual mandate, arguably the most contentious part of the law? Aviva Arendine is a former top official at Health and Human Services who helped implement Obamacare.
So I go back to the sort of basic logic of the three-legged stool.
Let me explain this three-legged stool idea. First leg, the requirement that insurers charge people with pre-existing conditions the same price as healthy people. But that makes premiums more expensive. So the second leg, subsidies to make coverage cheaper. And to keep those premiums as low as possible, you need a whole bunch of healthy consumers, which is why the third leg, the mandate, is vital. Taking that away, says Arendine, would be dangerous.
It's clear that coverage for millions of people is at stake.
Many health policy people believe the mandate makes intuitive sense. If money is tight and there's no requirement, why get coverage? But some conservatives, like the Manhattan Institute's Chris Pope, argue the ACA's success is not about the stick. Actually, it's about the carrots.
Ultimately, what makes the exchanges function is the subsidies. It's all about the subsidies.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has estimated 13 million more Americans would end up uninsured without the mandate. But that number may be getting a massage. Just last week, CBO economists also wrote, quote, repealing the mandate is not the same as never having had the mandate. In other words, people are getting to like subsidized insurance.
We have not seen a full-scale cultural shift to a place where it's just expected that you have health insurance, but we're certainly closer to that point than we were a few years ago.
The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt agrees the Obamacare carrots, the subsidies and protections for people with pre-existing conditions, probably do enhance enrollment. But he points to a recent Kaiser survey that found 38% of people said the threat of paying the penalty factored into why they bought a plan. Levitt says losing that provision would mean traveling to an uncertain place.
Repealing the individual mandate is kind of like, you know, blowing up the bridge behind you and not knowing exactly how you're going to get back.
No one really knows how many people will go without insurance if the mandate is dropped. But whatever the number is, the question for senators is whether that cost is worth the value of deeper tax cuts. I'm Dan Gornstein for Marketplace.